I remember when I was small, I used to watch the television for some child program. It is in Chinese, but as I grew older, my parents decided to not continue the contract with that television company. So I'm forced to watch some other channels, which is spoken in English. For example, some scientific channels such as Discovery Channel, maybe National Geographic Channel. So I have had a better than others foundation of English since I was small. So I used to listen a lot to English from like programs like that and also from movies. So I can hear as good as I can speak and I can write as well. So that's pretty memorable. Yeah.
So you only watch scientific programs?
Yeah, and movies.
And scientific movies, what are they?
I mean, not movies, like scientific documentaries and also some Hollywood movies.
On
So,
what? On biology? On animals or on space?
like Hollywood movies, of course, it's about action and shooting and something like that. Giant robots.
I'm not asking about the documentaries that you watch.
Oh, documentaries, like they are talking about science, for example, doing experiments on some myths or some cosmology stuff, like how planets form and black holes and stuff like that.
So you think you learn a lot of English words through those programs?
Yeah, like because I listen to the person speaking. Yeah, like when I was small, I don't know what he's talking about, but I can read the Chinese subtitles. But as I listen more, I can relate to the Chinese words and the meaning of the English words. So maybe some English words I know the meaning, but I don't know the Chinese meaning. Like I don't know the Chinese equivalent of that English word because I learn English from learning the true meaning of that word rather than learning the Chinese translation of that word. So it's more helpful this way because I think when you learn English from Chinese, you are thinking in a slower rate when you listen to English because when you listen to someone speaking English, you have to translate it into Chinese and then you interpret the Chinese message. But if you learn English by the true meaning, you can just learn what they are talking about in first sight. So you don't
That's
have to
faster.
translate it. Yeah.
And I think it's a good way. It's great
That's
as that
right.
you learn from the Chinese subtitles.
Yeah, it's a great way.
Okay, so let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
So, I remember when I'm in secondary school, I used to borrow these very fake English novels, fictions, and I would bring it to school and I would read it like during the breaks or even during the lessons because
During the
I'm
lessons.
yeah, during lessons.
At your drawer.
Yeah. Because I think it's very interesting. Like when you find a book that you like, you cannot stop reading it, you know, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so
But what kind of fiction was that?
fantasies. There's this book about a dragon and then a kid who trains the dragon to be a dragon rider. Something like
Is
that.
that folk stories?
Not really folk stories, it's just fiction written by a guy.
What guy? Where?
I know the book is called Eragon. And then there's like four books. Each book is like what, 700 pages?
You know the book originated in maybe England or.
English, of course.
Yeah, and do you mean it originated in the UK or the
It
US?
originated in, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I think America.
America. Okay, so you choose the book for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, just for leisure.
Leisure, yes.